And welcome back, and it's time for my favourite segment of the week. I am not alone, obviously. I have, from Scorpio Books, Maria on the line. Hello.
Well, good morning. That was a lovely intro.
Oh, well, you know, I thought you guys quite frankly deserve it. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Kind of got blown a bit on the bus stop coming into work, but you know,
it happens. It happens. Anyway, so, tell us about I call this Book of the Week. Tell us about the book of the week this week.
All right. Well, I have a really important book, a really fantastic book. It's a nonfiction. It's called Soil, The Incredible Story of What Keeps the Earth and Us Healthy. It's written by Matthew Evans, an Australian writer. He started off as a chef and then a food critic, and then I think about 12 years ago moved to Tasmania to become a farmer and a writer. He's got a farm called the Fat Pig Farm, I believe.
Great name.
I know. So basically the book is about soil. And I think anybody who's concerned about climate change, about our environment going into the future, really, this book is quite amazing. So you know how we talk a lot about that we should be eating more plant-based food, that, you know, animal agriculture is not healthy for the environment, etc. So I think a lot of the time we talk about food and how what we can do. He takes it one step back and says, well, there's no food, animal, vegetable, anything without healthy soil. And so, you know, I think that's quite important to realize that this sort of brown stuff that we don't really think about, walk on all the time, what is it made of? And so he takes us through the story of soil, what makes healthy soil. He has some fantastic information in there. For example, and this kind of blew my mind a little bit, there are more living things in one teaspoon of healthy soil than there are humans on Earth.
Wow. Holy moly.
I know. And so I think last count is about 7.8 billion of us. And one teaspoon of soil, of healthy soil, vibrant soil, contains more living things in it than that.
That's just mind-boggling.
I know. You kind of have to read it two or three times and just kind of sit there with it and think, I don't even know how that's possible. But, and he says that apparently, kind of expanding on that, one kind of shovelful of healthy soil is more biodiverse and the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, gosh. So, oh, my gosh.
I know. So, you know, so he kind of takes us through that, and he talks about what makes soil, which is really fascinating. You think, like, it's soil's the soil. But so he kind of talks about that a little bit, and then takes us through kind of the history of agriculture and what we have been doing. We've sort of been looking at how we can make more and more profitable kind of our agriculture is just about plants, not about soil. And so we've been really just neglecting the health of the soil. And to the extent that I think the UN has said that we only, the top soil that every year we actually damage 30 to 40% more topsoil than we create, and that if things stay as they are, we only have 60 harvests left before the topsoil, which is the soil that actually all the food comes from, for us and the animals, before it disappears. So that's 60 more years if nothing changes.
Wow, God. So what is defined as topsoil? Is it like the first kind of foot of soil nearest the surface? Like, does he explain what that is?
Yes. Well, topsoil is really the soil where you can grow things. before you get to kind of underneath. And topsoil in some areas, you know, fertile land is sort of deepish, but, you know, like in Australia where he comes from, a lot of the topsoil is very, very slim or non-existent. Yeah, right. And I think America, you know, that kind of middle belt is a kind of, unfortunately, a great example of what not to do, because plowing kind of disturbs the soil, takes all the carbon out of the soil and all the water as you plow it. It goes up into the atmosphere, and what you get is soil that just crumbles, loses its structure, and then kind of eventually turns into more or less a desert. And he makes the distinction between soil, which has living and organic things in it, so things that were once alive but, you know, now are food, and dirt, which is just basically dead soil. So nothing can grow on it, you know. And so, yeah, so Middle America, because of the ploughing, the pesticide use, etc., a lot of their what were once really fertile plains are now just left, and farmers sort of leave them, you know, go to cities and stop being farmers. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, kind of at one point you think, oh, my God, this is so bad. But, you know, slowly I think everybody has been the UN and the governments and the farmers who really love what they're doing, you know, mostly, and love the soil, have been changing this slowly. And kind of the health of topsoil is now really, really important. And, you know, you kind of think, well, it's just soil. How much can we talk about it? But it's vitally important. I feel like if we eat and if we want to continue eating, we need to think about the health of the soil. Because it gives life, really.
Yeah, that's very interesting to think about, actually.
Because, I mean, I think it's so amazing that, you know, we think about food and he's kind of really brought it to its really kind of elemental state. And, yeah, and he's a wonderful, warm writer. He presents his facts in a really fantastic way. I was really enthralled. I was never kind of, I never found it dry. And he loves his topic, and he says, I can talk about it forever. And then in the end, you know, he turns it to practical things that we all need to do a little bit. It's, you know, if you have a small patch, just look at it, consider what you can do with it. He says, you know, compost, water, and diversity. Those are the three things. He brings it down to kind of quite simple things. And, it's just a really fantastic, fantastic book. So he is,
you know, offering some solutions, basically. Like, there is a bright side to it.
Yeah, I mean, he does say that, you know, we are now, all of us, I mean, I think slowly people are considering where their food comes from, if they're meat eaters, where their meat comes from, and kind of we now need to take it a step further and consider how the soil is treated. You know, does it come from a small farm? Does it come from a large farm? And also, I think farmers increasingly are now realizing that just planting pesticides does not work, because you need more and more and more pesticides, and the food is getting more nutritionally, there's less nutrition in it. So the farmers, and I think governments in particular, I think around the world are now considering what we need to do in order to build soil with food that we grow, rather than kind of constantly damage it. And for us, you know, he says, if you have a small patch, just look at it and see what you can do to make it better. And he says, you know, the way that it works with the root system and the mycelium and the fungi, if your soil is healthy, it extends into your neighbor's garden, and, you know, it kind of works that way. It spreads itself, the healthy spreads itself. So, and the fascinating fact that I thought it was quite funny, healthiest soil you can get is called chocolate cake.
Really? Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Because apparently it's that dark. It has that dark, dark colour. And structure is kind of springy and lovely. And people who have it love smelling it, apparently, because it's just so amazing. That's kind of another level, really. But, good on them for doing that. So, yeah, so I would highly recommend this book for anyone and any New Zealand farmers out there who are listening or who have family who are farmers. I think it's a really great book to pick up and just to have a read through it. It's, I think maybe it kind of left me thinking maybe less Mars exploration and maybe a little bit more soil exploration would be quite nice.
Yes, thank you. God, I'm like, why are we going to Mars? Honestly, yeah. Ridiculous. That's really interesting because I guess on the surface you'd kind of go, well, soil is quite a boring topic to write a book on. But I guess it really speaks to, if you're passionate about something, you should talk about it, because you can make, if you're passionate enough, you can make anything sound interesting, really.
Mm. But, I just think the fact that we eat, we like good food, we like to be healthy, and, without healthy soil, there are no healthy humans. It's kind of like the basic building structure of our lives. It is important that we at least know a little bit about it, or if not, nothing else, not to mistreat it,
Wow. Mm. It's a very thought-provoking book. What's it called again?
So the book is called Soil.
Oh, straight to the point.
Yeah, no beating around the bush. And the author is Matthew Evans.
And if people want to come to Scorpio Books to buy that book, which I think really quite frequently they should, where can they find Scorpio Books?
Well, Scorpio Books is in the BNZ Centre. So Cashel Mall, right opposite Ballantyne's, just go into the BNZ Centre and we're right at the end of it. And the book is on our sort of display tables, but also in the ecology section.
Well,
and I can think.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about, a book that's really actually quite important to the world we currently live in. So thank you so much. And thank you to Scorpio Books simply for existing because it's a great place.